your background and how it never left you much. 'Cause you grew up in a small town, you'll appreciate it more when you're done figuring your life out. Talking about your background and how it never left you much. 'Cause you grew up in a small town, you'll appreciate it more when you're done figuring your life out.
Write letters to each other a lot, and it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, a counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
Hey, she's gone.
Hey, she's gone. Got to get out of here.
Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
You know that was my favorite one. Reminded me of summer, tangled up in covers, can't enjoy the morning sun. You came without a warning, I should've seen the caution signs. Disrupted all the peace and brought me to my knees, and now you never leave my mind. You got so good at scheming, soured my tangerine dreaming. Keep on repeating. Roses are red, and I wish I could see them bloom. But all I see is orange hues, and all I do is think of you. Now you're stuck in my head, and I wish I could sing the blues. But all I hear are orange tunes, and all I do is think of you, think of you. Now you got this smile on your face, when you should be ashamed. You can't replace, no, you won't erase the colors that fade. Can't see, can't sleep in monochrome. Can't love, can't grow in copper tone. The blues and greens deserve a home. What about them? Roses are red, and I wish I could see them bloom. But all I see is orange hues, and all I do is think of you. Now you're stuck in my head, and I wish I could sing the blues. Scheming, start with my tangerine dreaming. Keep on, we keep on repeating. Roses are red, and I wish I could see them bloom. But all I see is orange hues, and all I do is think of you. Now you're stuck in my head, and I wish I could sing the blues. But all I hear are orange tones, and all I do is think of you. So good at screaming, you soured my tangerine dreaming. You keep on repeating the same mistakes you ruined. Mangoes and Cheetos and goldfish and peaches and soda and cheeses. You ruined.
Bachelorettes of Arts and Sciences, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We back. Bet you also forgot we signed up for this time slot the last 3 or maybe 4 weeks.
You know who it is.
Yes. Okay. So, TGIS.
Thank God it's summer.
Tuesdays are bad, though.
It's Tuesday. I actually do believe Tuesdays are worse than Mondays.
No, I saw this thing on Instagram one time that was like, Tuesdays are the worst day of the week because, like, Monday you're still telling people stories from the weekend and you still, like, are kind of like, ah, the weekend.
Yeah.
And then by Tuesday you're like, oh, I'm really in this.
I saw that same Instagram post.
Yeah, I probably.
In the car today, the person who drives me to work was saying that he was like, oh, I wish it was Wednesday. And then I was like, well, if we're playing that game, I wish it was Friday. Like,
so true.
Too true.
So true. But why wish our days away? But also I was wishing it was the end of June today because that's I'm free from my boss for a week.
Your boss week?
Well, he's going to Hawaii, so I feel like I'll be like super relaxed.
Yeah. Well, I was just kind of freaking out because next weekend is June 22nd, and I'm still unemployed.
No way. No, is it not? It can't be next weekend.
Yeah, that's
it?
What Amrita was telling me.
It is because that's my payday, and that's currently
my number. Wait, is next weekend Julia's birthday?
No, sorry.
This is a radio show.
Okay,
a glimpse into our lives.
We're talking about the real news, actually. That was so beside the point. But the Raptors, the R's, as we call them here in Boston. Freeform radio over there.
They did not win last night.
They lost by one point.
Yeah, because KD.
And they had a crazy, like, rally during the third quarter at one point.
Yeah, I don't also really get why people... Oh, yeah.
She means FDU.
I apologize. That was just a slip of the tongue. It's been a long day, as you know. It's Tuesday.
That's fine.
That's fine.
Wait, are there mics on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't really understand. Okay, I kind of get why people hate Kevin Durant so much. But, like, he's obviously super good, and he obviously made a difference in the game yesterday. So, like, when he was playing, I feel like people don't like him, right, because he joined the team when they were already such a good team and he was such a good player and he left Oklahoma or whatever.
Mm.
But, like, if he did make a difference when he was playing, I feel like people can't be too mad. Like, it's not like the team
like
was
KD's
golden
without just kind of their star. Oh, I feel
Steph
like people...
Steph Curry's their star.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. I feel like all of them are stars. That's why they're, like, the Warriors and they always win.
Hmm?
I feel like all of them are, like, huge stars and, like, the Warriors. It's always, like, they're kind of, like... Like called out on just being like a made to win like rings team. But like we just love the Raptors because they came up from kind of nothing. Like when Drake first started supporting them, they were really not good, and like now they've been in the finals a bunch of years straight but never had sweet victory, or not even the I think they've probably been in the quarterfinals rather. But we really want them to win. We own We the North shirts now.
I don't.
It's true.
I'm sorry.
What?
Remember we ordered...
you guys should have got me one.
It's on Ethan's dime.
Yeah, except for I had to Venmo him. Did you not? Oh my... If we're gonna swear at all tonight, that would be it. Like, what? Wait, what the heckaroo?
You had to pay for that other t-shirt.
Yeah, but now I've paid for everyone's shirts on campus.
Wait, what t-shirt?
The Meta World Monday
shirt. Meta World shirt.
I paid for that.
I know.
Anna didn't pay.
Oh,
we both paid. Karma. Now you didn't pay for the Raptor shirt. I still paid.
And I didn't get a Raptor shirt.
True.
You got a Meta World Monday shirt.
Okay,
well, so did you.
I paid my hard
coin. Well, you didn't pay for the Raptor shirt.
Okay, but I paid for the Raptor shirt, and then I was off by $2.
Your time will come.
I was off by $2, and I paid him the extra $2 afterwards because I felt bad. I was off.
Your time will come.
Probably not.
Maybe at work they'll give you a free shirt.
They won't.
Real estate.
I get a free shirt for Battle of the Interns on Thursday.
Does your company have a
stuff? That's so lucky.
Paid to do an escape the room on our first day of work.
It's true. It was a working event.
And my boss tried to massage me. Sorry, we don't have to talk about that on the radio. Just saying, I should have.
Well, you had to escape a room, too. I had to.
Truly.
It was more of a challenge in mine, probably.
Jeez.
Okay. Anything else to talk about?
No.
Go we can ours. Play a song and then go Let's ours. Meet the North.
Yeah. Drake.
We're not playing Drake.
Meaning to tell. ask kids what it took to be a dad, this is what they had to say.
A father is always present. I mean, what real father figure can you have if they're not there?
In order to...
Thank you.
I'm a lady.
Testing, testing.
Yeah, I think this is...
Yeah, it's on.
I think it's on. Sugar Cubes. Okay, so the songs we've heard are I'm a Lady by Santa Gold, Buttercup by Jack Stauber, All Yours by Apri, Orange by Clay, and Shake by Yeek. Did I already say those ones earlier?
I don't think you did.
Well,
we're really into
sugar. Yeah,
we've been really into that song Orange by Clay.
Yeah.
And surprise, surprise, we're eating orange food.
And Calvin's drinking out of something orange.
Yeah, all orange today.
We have hot Cheetos and baby carrots.
That's what you're hearing me crunch on.
Things that are also fun to do and in that Catherine and I were just talking about is saying, like, your mood and then a name that starts with that same letter. Like, I don't know, like, busy Bathilda.
Tired Ted.
Oh, you mean, like, negative Nancy, but, like, with everything ever.
About everything, it's yeah, like, exactly.
Alex the other day said, I'm a tired Ted.
But, like, we'll do
that's
that.
That's kind of so cute.
I know,
that's
it was nice. Cute.
Did he get it from you?
Definitely.
Good. We are trendsetters. That's why we started a radio show in the first place. Not to sound so annoying, but that does sound so annoying, I will say. But
we're trendsetters, but we hate it.
We don't mean to.
It's a burden.
But case in point, at the Kyle fundraiser, at the Make-A-Wish, and
oh yes,
2 years ago at Libby's birthday, the dance circle literally
revolved around
was
us.
Like a concentric around, or whatever, like the word
concentric
is
circles,
us.
Yeah.
Like, we could be like in the bathroom or eating the block across the room and the dance circle would like come to us.
No, and tell the story of the Make-A-Wish Foundation Gala.
Make-A-Wish was super lame when it started.
It was a fundraiser for my sorority.
Yeah, and, like, the food ran out really quickly.
The food.
It was lame. It was lame.
Little,
the
like,
only good thing was that it was for charity.
Advertised as dinner.
Yeah.
It was like they had like literal
pigs
hot, like small pigs in a blanket.
And they were like,
but some of them were like actually naked.
They were like,
no
don't
blankets.
Eat it all weekend. Just come. We'll have so much dinner. And then like, it was lame. But then we were about to leave. We'd driven. I had an exam even on Monday, so I wasn't even going out that night. But then we were like, okay, last ditch. Like, we'll request one song that we're into at the moment, because Zevi, shout out, this is probably your first time getting
LA.
any airtime. Zevi. Zevi was DJing, and I'm just gonna spill the beans on the air. He's obsessed with Olivia, and he always chats back to her stories. And yeah, then because she asked for it, he played a song we wanted, and then we just started like going crazy on the dance floor.
What are you pointing at?
What?
That noise is you chewing. Like, you can tell right there that there's sound going.
Okay, continue, yeah. Sorry.
And then we started going crazy, and then, like, all the kids in DU joined.
Yeah, every kid on the football team.
All the girls
team.
Were like, okay, if boys are doing it, which, like, feminism, like women in the workplace. Catherine has a story on that. The purse thing.
Okay, so the company I'm working for this summer is owned by another company, and the CEO of that company just stepped down, and they were like named the female CEO, so that's taking his place. And the article about it was literally like, she used to be a mess and carry around a bag jumbled with things, but now she organizes her purse with military precision.
Wait, you should look at my bag right now.
That's all it said.
Mine is so unmilitary.
No, I literally have like...
So it is not military.
Well, mine is literally full of wrappers and sand.
And that's why you're this perfume. Like Rumple or whatever. The woman who does the gardening.
Oh, Miss Rumpheus? That's what my tattoo is about. Rumpelstiltskin.
But anyways, boo that article because not only is it not, it's just not a metric for women's like organization or leadership skills that they have a neat purse.
Yeah, apparently Einstein had a crazy messy disc.
His hair, even.
Yeah.
His hair. Should I say more?
Yeah. Say less. Not to trash Einstein on the air. Apologies.
Apologies, Albert.
I actually just was using E equals MC squared at work earlier.
What?
I'm kidding.
She works in real estate. Just so you know.
That's
sorry.
A swear word.
Is
damn swear word?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Like, if like a little kid said it, you'd be like, bad.
Yeah, or like a little kid heard you say it, they'd be like, bad.
Right, right. That's why we have the word dang.
Yeah. Dang, darn, gosh, Bobbit. Shoot.
Dan, dang.
Fan. I think only fart, Lizzie. Oh my god, Catherine merging yesterday is like, fart.
Wait, have you been saying that a lot recently? Because I feel like you've heard me.
Yesterday
movie.
I said it.
Was
quite
I with
a
you?
Lot.
I've heard you say it maybe a couple
like,
times.
We were driving from like to the Beaver Hill from the city. Then there was this like construction zone on the highway that Livy didn't see, and she was driving like 70 miles per hour like straight into this construction. And then like her last minute, like when she cut the wheel to like not drive into it and like basically veer us into this other car, was like her final words before our death. Were like D word that rhymes with stick, and then there's that word stick, and like and then we were like so scared for a while, but then we could talk again like 5 minutes later because we were so like scared. Then I was like, wait, I hate that those were that was the like phrase you said when you were about to kill us.
Wait,
it was ick stick.
Okay.
Just so we're clear from that nasty word.
It's so bad what she said.
Yeah, imagine if that was your like final words.
I know, the last thing I hear on this earth. But it's just funny like what comes to people in like moments of like, ah.
Yeah.
That was Catherine merging towards Arlington yesterday. It's just fart.
True.
Is there anything left to say?
Oh, have you guys heard about how cool Keanu Reeves is?
No,
yeah.
Hit us.
So Keanu Reeves is known for quite a bit, most notably the thing where the...
Oh my god, when you fake throw it up and then you catch it?
No.
Wait, did you guys see people
also,
doing
you
that?
No, yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, but okay, listen to this first. Maybe Keanu did it. Okay. Keanu Reeves is in, why am I forgetting it? The thing, the movie where everyone's like, oh my god. Has this been actually hacked?
That was scary. Sorry, guys.
Sorry, listeners.
Jeez.
Did that scare you? Like, it scared us. Don't be scared. No scared Samanthas out there. Okay, back to this.
Okay. The movie where The Matrix.
Uh-oh.
That was like when he was the youngest. He has like, he kind of talks in a monotone. He has dark hair. Now he's in these movies that are action movies.
Avengers.
No, not the Avengers. Like Wick or something like that.
Okay.
Wick. Okay. Look up Keanu Reeves. You'll know him. But anyways, he is like, I always thought he was like not even a good actor, but now I feel like I have to love him because I just learned that A, he had a wife, or no, a girlfriend or fiance or something, like maybe 20 years ago, and they were pregnant, and I guess at 8 months, like,
the, like, they had a stillbirth for the baby, and then literally, like, within the same, like, short amount of time, his wife passed away in a car accident, or his girlfriend passed away in a car accident. And literally, since then, Keanu Reeves hasn't been seen with any other woman, like, in, like, 20 years. Like, he just, that was his life. But then also, well, that's just sad, but then...
Keanu, if you need help finding someone, reach out.
I think it's not a bad thing to find another
person. No, me neither. But then this is the part also, that I'm like, I love Keanu.
I love honoring so people you've loved.
I mean, that's just, like, sad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then, and honoring, yeah, whatever. But then it just was released that apparently Keanu donates, like, some absurd percentage of the money he makes from, maybe to Planned Parenthood. I don't know what specific.
I just made that up.
Okay. But, like, to some cool charities, like, the vast majority of the money he makes. And the coolest part is that he always did it anonymously, but it got leaked that that's what he's been doing.
That's a good Curb Your Enthusiasm episode, the anonymous donor.
And Keanu had this really cute video, like, on, like, Complex, their Instagram or something, of him, how he's in, like, Toy Story 4, and he's doing, like, the voicing, and it's the most adorable thing ever. But then also in terms of the throw it up and catch it dance, I saw Arnold Schwarzenegger doing that recently.
Wait, when did you guys first hear about that?
Like, so long ago.
Okay, I didn't hear about it until I was home 2 weeks ago. And then
I feel like it's been, like, half a year.
I was kind of, like, mortified because, like, everyone was, like... Because I assumed if I didn't know what it was, like, none of you guys would. And then I forgot to tell you guys about it because it's just, like, not going to affect us. People were doing it on Friday.
Really?
Yeah.
At our house?
Yeah.
I feel like I've done it.
Whoa, wait. Around me? Not in my presence. No.
Got it.
Catherine just did the throw it up
and catch it
move. And, but she didn't even catch it. She did like a cha-ching at the end.
Oh my god. I'm on LinkedIn without my consent. Someone posted a photo of the interns at Boys.
Oh my gosh, where are you? What team are you on?
Do people put, like, captions, like,
literally,
thrilled
can
to...
I read this?
Team Yellow.
It's yeah, so I would never bad. Do that because I wouldn't want the people I work with to see me, like putting into fancy words what I think I'm up to because they know I'm not.
I think it's really odd when people post paragraphs on LinkedIn. Yeah.
I know.
Oh.
Oh, I've been wanting to talk about LinkedIn on the air. Okay. Go first, Kat.
So she says, basically, all this stuff about our time at Boys and Girls Club, and then talks about how we were acquired by a different company, and then uses a hashtag. And it's all pretty weird. And she was in my group, and just, like, cute. I don't know. You know, people can be so misleading.
Yeah.
Oh, like, based on what she says there, it doesn't seem to match up much with what actually is going on, or what?
Kind of. Mm-hmm. Wait, this other girl did it too. What the heck? Maybe I
can
do it.
Did they tell you to?
No.
Mm. Okay, so my beef with LinkedIn. I'm not on LinkedIn. They tell me at
You're
Real
not?
Estate.
Asso-
no.
Mm-hmm.
You should. You think it. You think we're not connected, and I have it?
I always assumed you were connected to me.
No, I'm not on LinkedIn, guys.
And that was the big joke of when she posted that bikini picture on Instagram. Her caption was like, this is for LinkedIn. And it was like, the joke is that I don't have LinkedIn.
Yeah, because a lot of people did try to find me on LinkedIn after that. No, so I always am, like, literally threatened so much at Real Estate Society because on the website they wanted to link our LinkedIns, like, to it. Whatever. And then I was like, oh, I'll make one, and I never made one. And this has been going on for many years, and, like, I just don't, like I'm gonna make it probably at the end of this summer. And I have always held this belief that, first of all, I always ask people, like, if they've gotten jobs through LinkedIn, and an overwhelming majority says no. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's still for other purposes. But then I often post to people, don't you just think people use LinkedIn more so to flex on other people who go to Tufts versus, like, using it to reach out to employers and, like, showing their productivity to employers? I literally think it's a weird brag fest.
No,
and
I don't need that. No, I agree. I mean, I just use it. I have nothing to weird brag about, I feel like. But, like, I, like looking what other people do.
Yeah. I just Google people and then click on their LinkedIn as, like, an anonymous user, and mm-hmm. then I find out what they're up to because, like, I love knowing where people are.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's...
I mean, Catherine has almost 500 connections.
That's crazy. I also would feel so awkward connecting with anyone ever.
I used to, and I just went on.
Do you connect with, like, have you connected with, like, all the adults at your work?
No.
Okay, yeah.
I connected with, like, my mom.
I wonder if my mom has it.
I think it's really helpful to find employees that you want to, like, cold email or something. And, like, find people.
That's cold email?
Yeah, like, say you want to work at a company and whatever, and then you find the, like, person who's in charge of HR, and, like, there's a better chance the more times you, like, get in contact with them that they'll, like, notice you.
Yeah.
So it's, like, good to find that kind
yeah.
of
thing.
It's kind of funny because, like, I think Liv Schwern DM'd Lindsay, like, from LinkedIn, just, like, asking about working at JP Morgan.
Did you respond?
Probably not. But it's just funny because, like, at least to me, that's, like, you're right with the HR thing a little bit. I mostly see it as, like, max productivity, toughs to toughs people, like, in that way.
Well, but I also think that it really depends on the kind of job, like, industry we're into, because I feel like what I'm doing, it really isn't helpful.
Yeah, I feel like it totally way is helpful what I'm doing, but I just am out here. But I'm going to. And I need a photo. Remember how bad my photos were last time?
I need a new LinkedIn photo as well.
Let's do it one time. In the studio. Let's do it with, like, the headphones on and it was super confusing.
Brilliant.
Okay. Anyone have anything left to say?
Any last thoughts before?
I feel like we've been talking extra because we've gone 3 weeks now without speaking.
Yeah, which is bananas.
Yeah, we couldn't hold back for you guys.
We're too excited.
I actually think this has been a pretty good episode.
Me too.
You guys probably don't think so out there.
We have
Cambridge. Shout out.
Cambridge.
That's where our calls come in from, usually.
Right.
I bet they
but
don't.
It's a different time now.
They don't know we're on at this time
anymore.
Probably, like, eating supper.
Yeah, they're probably not.
Can you look up what time our shows are online?
Because
I remember I used to, like, look up when Nathan's work.
I mean, I don't know how, but yeah, I mean, I think that's Noah. Online. Oh, there is a schedule, but
yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think even if you Googled the name of our show, that's what I'm talking about, I think it would come up.
Yeah.
I'm not well vexed with the WMFO. Vibras is vibes in Spanish.
Vibras?
Yeah.
I'm not
and
surprised.
And I think this has been Vibras, so...
Yeah, I'm a satisfied masseuse.
Right.
I thought you said I'm a satisfied masseuse.
I'll tell you why that's funny later.
Ethan got a massage today at Elements Medford, which was so dumb because he didn't even realize that Livy has a war with them. So if he had asked me beforehand, I would have said, Livy's at war with
Ethan
them.
Going to get
I know.
Massage.
He said it was 5 out of 10. Elements Medford is getting some really
Ethan
bad press right now.
Get a massage.
I know. I was like, I kind of need one.
You should have gotten a couple's massage.
I know. Well, no, actually. If you guys got couples massage, he'd, like, accidentally pay for yours. And, like, with mine, would Venmo charge me, like, Raptors t-shirt.
We the North.
Okay. Should we just end it? Do you want to do the closing speaking and then we'll just play music?
Yeah. Yeah, so this has been Bachelorettes of Arts and Sciences. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Bye.
Bye.